Welcome to the Barth Calderone Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock. Welcome to Wealth Protector TV. This is our channel at Barth Calderone. We're an asset protection, estate planning, and business planning firm serving clients nationwide. And this is where we're giving back to you constantly, guiding, helping, teaching. Really excited to have my colleague, Craig Strom here. Craig, welcome.
Hey, good to see you again, Paul.
Yeah. Craig and I see each other all the time. So we're trying to sound excited to see each other again here.
Hey, sometimes we see each other way too much. Let's be honest. Exactly. We don't need to go into the details.
I'm sick of you. All right. So let's get into this, Craig. So love the title of this one. Craig's a paralegal at Barth Calderone. And it is the tale of two estate plans. So what are we talking about today, Craig?
Well, when I thought about this topic, I have to admit it is a current event that connected the dots on this, and something that you had asked about, Paul, that really inspired me, and this popped into my head, that we've had relatively close proximity-wise in time two very different outcomes as it relates to estate planning done poorly and then done really well. I have to admit, thanks in part to the team at Barth Calderone getting that, the second estate plan example done, but it was the tale of two estate plans. I mean, what does it look like when it's done right versus done wrong? So that's where the title came from.
Yeah, and I love it. What's interesting as we get into this is that we know that the vast majority of Americans have no estate plan at all, which is horrible.
Right.
We all have an estate. So that's number one. But then to your point, the people that do have an estate plan, many times it's not done properly. And so it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. So let's get into the good, bad, and the ugly of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the scenario number one, this is actually in Los Angeles County, California. Auntie and uncle owned a piece of real estate. They live in their home. And for those who might be listening here in, to the video in other parts of the country, the average three-bedroom, two-bath house in Los Angeles is now $1.5 million. Is that fair to say, Paul?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So auntie and uncle live in their primary home, but they have a rental property. They have a six-unit rental property they had purchased many years ago in Los Angeles as well. And it's done pretty good for them. And ultimately, auntie and uncle passed away. Now, they actually left a will. They did not leave an estate plan, a living trust. They did not leave anything really organized. They left a will, which bequeathed everything to their two nephews.
Yeah.
Their favorite nephews. They were their beneficiaries.
And well, Craig, having a will does not avoid probate. So because they didn't have a living trust.
Absolutely not. And that's the reality that these brothers had to face. Now, their CPA, an alliance partner with our firm, had suggested you should contact the team over at Barth Calderone. I was honored to get the call, thanks to you and making the introduction and saying, okay, what can we do maybe to help them? And ultimately, the answers that we had to give were not the ones that they wanted to hear. The unfortunate situation is because, like you said, Paul, that auntie and uncle had only had a will, we had to tell these two brothers that they're going to have to open probate in Los Angeles County for not just the primary residence, but the rental property and some good money in the bank accounts. And because it was pandemic season, it was going to take maybe 2 years or more and cost tens of thousands of dollars in fees and lawyers, et cetera. And that was a kind of a kick in the stomach for the brothers, the amount of cost that it was going to be involved to actually process auntie and uncle's estate was a shock. It was a big shock.
Yeah, because Craig, their statutory costs with probate. Right?
Yes, great point, Paul. Great point.
Yeah, I mean, that's where
the statutory minimums, I think, are now pushing $10,000. And what that means, for those who don't know it, is that the state law mandates that probate and estate attorneys can charge a mandatory minimum just to get things started. Right. So there is an additional hiccup or wrinkle in this scenario. In California, there's certain property tax rules that changed in the last couple of years, where in addition to the probate bad news, we also had to let these brothers know that their property taxes on both properties would definitely be reassessed, because only the children of the deceased might have the potential to lock in taxes and property taxes. So they were going to get hit with all kinds of stuff. So they made a decision. They made a decision and they said, all right, what if we just don't tell anybody? And they didn't. And it's now been, I believe, 3 years. 3 years has gone by since Uncle had passed away.
Don't tell anybody about the passing?
They did not notify the county, and they just figured they'd kick the can down the road and see what happened.
Yeah.
Well, the county knows about it now. And now they actually need not just a probate attorney, now they need a tax attorney, and now they need an attorney to help them actually go through the process of catching up over the last 3 years of potential property tax nightmares and so forth. So this is one of those scenarios where good estate planning could have potentially, and more likely, actually solved all of this and made life much easier for these two brothers, the nephews, because that's where auntie and uncle wanted the properties to go. But now it's going to ultimately go to them minus a pretty huge haircut for back taxes and probate and everything else. The potential for all of that is there now, because one of the brothers is now in a little bit of a financial pickle, and he really needs to sell the property to have some of the money to help with his financial pickle. So he had to go to his brother and say, I really need to sell. And that opened up the whole can of worms. So that's the tale of estate plan number one, which was, like you said, Paul, a will doesn't do anything but directly go to probate. And then in California and in most states, probate's really expensive. There are statutory minimums in pretty much every state.
And takes forever, long wait period. So what's the good? What's the good? Let's end on a positive note.
We're gonna end on a good note. This is a very similar situation. It's interesting because we're such a large firm. We are honored to work with folks in for years and in so many different aspects of the estate plan. So this is a scenario where grandma and grandpa wanted to benefit grandchildren, not specifically their kids, because their kids are doing fine. So they, instead of no plan at all, because they own substantial real estate assets in Arizona, New Mexico, California, they've got some nice properties that they've gathered up over the years. And what they did is they actually, through one of their attorneys that actually had done some work on their corporate stuff, because they had a business, recommended that they work with our firm to consider estate planning and protecting their assets. And we had done that over the last several years. We had actually helped them with a variety of things. And now I want to preface this by saying that we don't know in any specific situation, right, Paul, exactly what's right or what's not right. What we say is maybe we should look into that. Maybe we should research whether or not these three things could fit, right? Because we don't know if it's going to fit for every scenario.
No, we're not just going to bang something out over the phone.
We're going to get in and assess, and we're going to build a roadmap and really understand it. And that's what happened in this case. So what they started with is a brand new estate plan. They had an old living trust, but over the years, some of their properties were not connected back to their living trust correctly. Some of their corporate entities for rental properties were not properly attached to their trust. All of these things got lost over the years. And we came in as a team and we cleaned all of that up. We connected all the dots back. We also put some plans in place for their primary home. Now, their primary home happens to be in Orange County, California, with a view of the Pacific Ocean. You can imagine how expensive such a little house is that can see the ocean in California. Well, the way that it works now for these folks, when they leave, there will be no probate. There will be no hassle with hiring lawyers to go through the process. And very likely, there will be no property tax reassessments and all this other drama. It will be a relatively easy transition to their beneficiaries. It wasn't a simple fix, but it also wasn't a highly complicated, super expensive project. It's just step by step by step, they went through the process with our firm. And when the time comes, it will be a very easy transition. I was able to actually tell one of the beneficiaries that just this week, and that's why I thought of them, was that one of the beneficiaries is actually their trustee. One of the grandkids who's been asked to manage it. And they were a little nervous about how complicated is this going to be? And I was able to tell them that it's actually going to be relatively easy. It's going to be some process to it, but it wasn't going to be a huge challenge. And that felt good. I have to tell you, Paul, it feels really good when we can be able to tell folks that it's actually going to work out and it's going to be good. Rather than give them the bad news in scenario one. So the tale of two estate plans starts from the beginning. Get a living trust, get a good estate plan in place. If you have a big estate, or in California, a modest estate these days, have an assessment, get a detailed analysis done and see what maneuvers, what protections, what plans can be put in place to make life better.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's great. And one of the issues you bring up is communication between beneficiaries and those putting the plan together. It's always beneficial if they, you know, everyone knows what's going on. And so everyone's calm and sees it and can plan accordingly. So that was a great point. I want to tell everybody listening here that we always love giving back. And so wherever you're watching this video, because we live stream this everywhere, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, maybe it's up here, maybe it's down below. There's a chance for you to get connected to a complimentary planning assessment. Any issue you have, estate planning, asset protection, guarding your assets. If small issue, big issue, everything in between, starts with getting on a call with Craig to get an assessment of what's going on, get you connected to the right attorneys at the firm. So check that out around here. Craig, thanks so much. Obviously, we're going to be doing this a lot. People stay tuned because there's a lot more information coming your way. Thanks, Craig.
Hey, you're welcome. Take care, everybody.
All right. Talk to you.